right, hold on, man. All right, we're back here. I've had to restart a fucking pre-show because this motherfucker. Anyway, welcome to our
pre-show.
And I had so many great ideas. This is the second time I've started this motherfucking pre-show.
God damn it.
Hello, this is Phil Hendry, and I will never, ever, ever understand this fucking board. Testing 1, 2, 3. Fucking board. Levels all over the motherfucking place. You'd think by now, I have figured it out. You know what? I've come to the conclusion that fucking analog beats the fuck out of this shit. Fuck digital.
Shit.
Analog beats the motherfucking hell out of this shit, man. All right. So anyway, welcome to the show. Jesus Christ, could I use a drink? God damn it. Oh, I'm not kidding you, man. I'm not kidding you. Every sha-la-la-la, la-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. Oh, man, I hate to be a fucking dick. I really do. Some people may think I lie. I hate it. I fucking hate it. Why is this fucking preamp even open, man? I got this bitch here. Hello, I'm Mr. Ed. Hello, I'm Mr. Ed. Trump tries to blame the Fed and the media as recession. What is your problem, Trump, you motherfucker? Take some responsibility for something, you motherfucker. You're the motherfucker that triggered this fucking trade war with China. What, you think they're going to sit on their fucking hands and not do anything? Goddamn costed the fucking farmers, bitch. He's so fucking stupid, he doesn't understand that part. That motherfucking that fucking tariff is being paid for by Americans. What the fuck do you think is paying for it, Trump? How fucking dumb are you? I never said China was going to be easy, he says. Despite tweeting exactly that last month. Who are you dumb motherfuckers that sit behind him in these rallies? I gotta know. Who the fuck are you? He must be paying these people. There's no fucking way he can find people dumb enough to sit behind him and go, eee! Oh, yesterday, love was such an easy thing I did. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the great Tony Bennett and a thing called Your Blues. No, I'm kidding. Here now, Tony Bennett. Tony Bennett, ladies and gentlemen, yeah.
Look over yonder's wall, hand me down my walking cane.
Huh.
Look over yonder's wall, hand me down my walking cane. Lord, I know you don't love me.
I'm telling you, man, I'm so... Man, I gotta have a motherfucking board here, dude, so that when I turn some fucking music on, the motherfucking bitch doesn't just go right off the fucking charts on my ass.
Till the day I die, look for young, hand me down my walking cane. Lord, I know you don't love me, but you're gonna come your man. Look at here, baby.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Man, there was a time in my life... Yeah.
Look over yonder's wall, hand me down my walking cane. Look over yonder's wall,
this
hand me down
fucking...
my walking cane. Lord, I know you don't love me, but you're not come your man.
Hey, 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 baby. There was a time in my life all I wanted to do was play harmonica like either Paul Butterfield or Junior Wells or, you know, Sonny Terry or, my favorite was Sonny Boy Williamson. Sonny fucking Boy Williamson, that motherfucker. I wanted to play harmonica. That's all I wanted to do. I wanted to play harmonica and be a lead singer in a band. How things have changed. That ain't gonna happen. What's with the audio on this motherfucking tricast?
Well, I'm going down the roads and stopping Fannie Mae. Gonna tell Fannie what I heard. A boyfriend said, start me talking. I'll tell everything I know.
Fuck yeah.
I'm gonna break up this signifying, cause somebody's got to go.
You'll recognize this one.
Ain't but one way out, baby. I just can't go out that door.
It just makes me happy. I don't know the fuck I'm doing tonight, man. All I know is that, you know, every motherfucking time in this goddamn studio, some fucking shit going, goddamn sound is never fucking right. Now I got a fucking problem with the audio in this fucking TriCaster, $12,000 fucking dollars later. Getting fucking tired of this shit. So if you missed it earlier, I know we've had some audio clipping on the videocast. Trump says, Trump, would you quit telling everybody what a deal maker you are, Trump? Because you're not a deal maker. Quit telling everybody what great deals you make, because you don't make great deals. You haven't made great deals. You ain't made a deal with North Korea. Made a fucking deal with Mexico. You haven't made a goddamn deal with China. You haven't made a motherfucking deal with anybody. All you do is go, bah, 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 bah. Fucking Saudi, what fucking deal did you make with those motherfuckers? You sold a lot of weapons? You ain't sold them one motherfucking gun yet. Yeah, that's what I want to do. Let's send a bunch of fucking arms to Saudi Arabia. Sure. Your buddies in Israel, I'm sure they're down with that. That Netanyahu can't be that fucking stupid. Netanyahu thinks he's playing with a guy, Trump. He thinks he's got a guy there with a full deck. Maybe Netanyahu's not that dumb. I don't know. But we'll find out. We'll find out, man. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Now, I can't use any of this shit tonight because...
Margaret Gray here, and we have Harvey Wyman. Harvey.
Yes.
Well, this is wonderful having you with us.
Well, I'm excited, and...
And Harvey, this is Phil Hendry.
Yeah, I know. I recognize you. This guy.
Phil, you don't have to say, hey, this is Phil Hendry when you're sitting right in front of him.
I know, but I'm... No, I recognize... Listen, I understand you're having some problems with your piece of shit radio show, and I mean the audio on it. Your show ain't all that great, but you know at least it's listenable. But when you've got these audio problems, Phil, well, you can't blame me, can you? Yes, I can. I didn't even know you had audio problems till you started running your fucking mouth about them. Now, all I ever hear about is your goddamn audio problems. What happened to your mixer?
I don't know.
What a moron!
Where's the duet, man? What the hell happened to it, man? Let me guess. Let me fucking guess. There it is.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Where the hell are you, man? Where's the fucking audio? There it is. Testing 1, 2. And where's the duet, man? Scan converter. What is that? I don't know where this thing is, man. This is really bugging me. I can't do it all by myself. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Test, test, test. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Test, test. Testing, test, test, test. Testing, 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 testing. Oh my God, Henry, you dumb fucker. Testing, 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 test. There you go. Test, 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 test. Now this is a whole other motherfucking problem that I got. God damn it.
I'm setting up on my bed.
Yeah.
Find out what you're putting down.
Yeah.
Checking up on my baby.
Yeah.
Find out what you putting down.
Yeah.
So many.
Yeah. 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 Oh my God. What the fuck is that?
Unreal, dude.
You should only be me. What are we doing with this, man? Are we going to keep it? Okay, let's keep it. Fuck it. Let's do this.
Watch his way, eyes are pretty cool, so let him go.
The fuck is this?
Yes, and let him go. Because he butts so hard, till he can't use him in our coat no
What's going on out there, brother? But it is fucking loud. It could be a possum. It could be a this, could be a that, could be a something else. I don't know. You know. I don't know. I don't know, man. It ain't up to me, man. It ain't up to me.
Let go.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome, world famous Phil Hendry Show. All right. You got to help me. Okay, brother, okay, brother, okay. Now, I think that, didn't we have... That's explosion, dude. Newsroom, a phone. There it is. Found it. Okay, cool.
This is Harvey Wireman with the news. Good evening, and this is Harvey Wireman with the news. Phil Hendry is on assignment.
Come on, motherfucker, where are you?
Jesus Christ. And this is Harvey Wireman, and welcome to the Harvey Wireman for Phil Hendry Show. And I haven't been, now it's time to do some news, so as we used to say in the blues game, let's get to it. God damn your hide. This is Harvey Wireman with Newsbreak. Donald Trump in Kuwaja, overweight heckler.
If Trump's 243 fucking pounds, I weigh 190 pounds, okay? And I happen to weigh 215 pounds. That motherfucker's 243. That fat tub of guts. He's obese. Washington Examiner. I thought the Washington Examiner was... What? No thanks. Don't want that. What is this?
Yes, hello, this is Camo, this is Harvey Wireman, and this is Newsbreak.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
time is it? 25 minutes. All right. All right. All right. Blow it out your ass. Let me get some stories here. 1619 were the first American slaves to first slaves to be brought to America in 1619. I thought it was before that. That was like 1507. Or was that just the Caribbean? Biggest problem I've been around. What's the problem, man? Now what's the problem? What problem do we have now? Good God. Let's see, man. Shit. What the fuck is this? Sending me messages. I'm fucking working, man. Okay? All right. This fucking hen house shit. Sick of this hen house shit. You understand what I'm saying? Tired of this hen house shit. Probably shouldn't do this, but I'm doing it. All right. What are you doing, man? What is the meaning of this shit, man? Are we doing this story or not, motherfucker?
This is Harvey Wireman with the news. Donald Trump wants to know if President Donald Trump has on multiplication brought up buying Greenland from the Danish government, has looked into the possibility. Interest in buying Greenland was first reported on Thursday. Reported people familiar with deliberations said the president raised the issue during meetings and dinners, asking aides and listeners seriously about the possibility and advantages of owning Greenland. He also asked his White House counsel to research the matter. Two of the people also told a journal that Trump's aides were divided on the issue, with some praising it as solid economic strategy and others as a passing fancy. CNN's contacted the White House statement. Greenland, autonomous Danish, is home to the Thule Air Base, the U.S. military's northernmost base, located in... Why would Denmark want to sell us Greenland? Unless we wanted to just give them endless amounts of money, you know? Because that's... If I were the Danes, how are they called?
The Dane wants to buy Greenland. Now, I've heard some crazy ideas.
All right, bitch.